Merry Christmas, or Merry however it is you celebrate this time of year. It's past midnight now. It's almost 1 o'clock, actually. I didn't realise the time. I'm sat in my living room. I can hear the snoring of my brother-in-law upstairs, who's visiting us. I can hear the wind in the flue of the log burner, which is down to its last embers. And I am the last one standing after what was such a great day. Such a really good day. For lots of reasons. And mainly it was just a great gathering of family that very rarely get together. And I never really look forward to as such, with any major expectation, this particular holiday season, because it's always been hard with members of the family dying or being very incapacitated, and it's kind of dotted with weird commemorative days because of certain people who aren't around anymore. And all of that has been, you know, all these people have been fondly remembered with a raise of the glass and stories, and happiness has prevailed, and that's been lovely. The day started pretty early for what my brain wanted, because my little girl was coughing throughout the night, and that was not very conducive to sleep. But they stayed in bed, both the little boy and the little girl, and opened their stockings, and we could hear them chatting. And I managed to get a little camera on in the living room to capture their excitement when they came in and opened the presents, of which there were way, 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 way too many presents. I mean, I'm only reflecting on when I was a lad. You know, you were lucky to get an orange and a nut. But, you know, we kind of spent some time buying some stuff over a few months, and it accumulates somewhat, even the small stuff. They were more than happy. And it was just great. I mean, the little girl screamed when she saw the push bike I'd picked up for her. And with excitement, obviously. And we went out on the toys and had a very slow breakfast and watched very Christmassy films. And the day was punctuated by a lot of Christmas medium which focused somewhat on snow. And yet today was, 14, 15 degrees. It was incredibly mild, same as yesterday, freakishly so. It rained for a chunk of the day. Family turned up after lunchtime for the big Christmas dinner, and it was huge and so well organised because different people bought different things, and it was so, so good, so tasty. And again, we just reflected a lot on how lucky we are. And after dinner, went out, got some fresh air. And was it after dinner? We did watch another film, Christmas film. I can't remember. A lot of games, playing, music. I got just such an amazing gift of my grandfather's chair, which was tattered and shabby. It had been reupholstered by my wife, and I was really, really moved to see this chair my granddad was in for, well, easy as long as I've been alive, and until he was in a wheelchair towards his last years, and it was ready for the skip, but we thought, well, maybe we can do something with it, and it looks almost identical, but kind of reupholstered in leather, and it's a beautiful, beautiful object, and I was moved to tears. It was just such a wonderful present. You know, didn't need anything else on top of that. So that was nice, and then I get a bunch of records from my super uncle. He likes to be called super uncle. He's uncle from the other side of the family, really. And he's got a huge record collection. So to go through and cherry pick some really awesome discs that he was happy for me to have was, again, just filled with such great sentiment. A lot of drinking happened throughout the rest of the day. Quality wine and bubbly and spirits and then back, then port. Kind of spread out. I'm feeling pretty good now. Some people were a little worse for wear earlier, but in a kind of funnier kind of way. And we played the game Articulate. And that was just hilarious way to end the day. And when I went to put the kids to bed, the little girl wanted to put the stockings up because she kind of wanted to do Christmas again because the snow wasn't here. Just assumed that because there wasn't the snow. And I was kind of a little bit heartbroken explaining to her, no, this was Christmas. This was Christmas Day. But there was no snow. She's 4 years old. No, there rarely is, actually. But the kind of two Christmas films we watched and all the Christmas cards and everything, they've all got snow, I know, but we kind of don't really have snow anymore. And we could go and find the snow for a Christmas if you want, but the family probably won't be there. And she was almost like, I don't mind, let's do that then. But, oh, bless. Sang them to sleep and they were shattered, so went off very quickly. My little boy, after dinner, he did this, I think, genius rendition of Jingle Bells, and he was still kind of glowing in the glory of getting a big cheer when, instead of playing we were all very full, totally, I'd overindulged, and he changed the sound effect on the keyboard for the sound effect of throwing up. So it's like, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it fit the moment perfectly. And so did everybody else. And he went to bed in his dressing gown, which was one of his presents, which was super soft. And he really did not want to take it off. So somebody's going to be sweating through the night. As to probably will be me, but my body kind of trying to vacate some of the alcohol I might have soaked up. So I just wanted to document my thoughts and didn't want to sound gloaty at all, having what I feel was a really, really nice Christmas day. And feeling very, very lucky, and I hope you are able to appreciate your family and friends, and just this time to stop and put work and everything else on the back burner. And I guess outside of the epic commercialism and the obligatory or apparent obligatory overindulgence of the Epicurean variety, focus on what's really important. Yeah. Good night.